T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Hello there. I'm here. I'm ready to be your phone. Mm-hmm. I got to thank our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. Before we even go a minute further, remember, KC Mo, 40 Highway, Truman Road, KCK, and State Avenue, Topeka on Topeka Boulevard. All right. Yeah. You guys first. I see Adam and Andy and Dale. Adam, welcome to the show. What's your story, man?
Hey, Adam, married. My wife's got a dildo and a little pocket rocket.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married, Adam?
We've been together since 2000, but married for 3 years.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Great.
Is that a real great, or is that a great?
Yeah, it's a great.
Fine.
Good for you. Adam, we're going to play. You stay right there. I got to get Andy on. Andy, hey, man, what's your story?
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Hey, I'm Andy. I've been married 10 years. Got just a sleeve at home, and I've already been laid twice this week, so I can't say things are bad in a relationship, man.
That's pretty good, man. It's only Thursday. That's not bad at all. Twice, I don't believe any married guy would take it twice a week.
Dude, I'll dig it, man.
Do you think she's cheating on you?
No.
Man, actually, like whenever she turned the sex on, it's because she was banging somebody else, too. She felt bad. No offense.
She actually brought a buddy of mine in that I haven't seen in 15 years last night.
What?
Out of town.
What?
And he was talking about how his wife doesn't give him any. And I was like,
see, hold on. Stop for a second. Was that the only one thinking when he said she actually brought a buddy of mine in last night and I hadn't seen him? I was like, did you just.
The wording caught my attention.
Yeah, did you spit roast your old lady?
No. But then I saw where he was headed.
All right. And he. Okay, so your buddy was saying, hey, I don't ever get laid.
Yeah, I felt really awkward for him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just stare at people like that. I feel like, you know, when you see a dog standing in traffic and you go, yeah, I know you have to see the cars. Even though the cars have stopped, you're like, man, what's wrong with you? That's how I feel when some guy goes, yeah, I'm married and I never have sex ever. I'm like, well, what? Why are you standing in the middle of the street when the cars are coming? Like, you should get off the street, man.
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that?
No, man.
How long do you think you could go before you went ahead and cheated or divorced your wife?
With my second daughter, it was a year and a half.
Nah, I'm
out. She came out. My daughter came out really bad, so I had to wait, and it was tough.
What? You didn't get any mouth loving? Nothing? A hand job? What? Nothing?
No, man. I got the computer. It's fine. She's cool with that.
We both feel great. She gave you your masturbation rights.
At least there was a medical issue. At least there was a decent excuse.
Of course, man. No. I'm not gonna make fun of that.
No, but. A year and a half. It was a whoo. That's a haul.
Well, you know, I am. I'm not the most sensitive guy.
I know.
We can't do it. I got to go to the gynecologist tomorrow. Really? You going to the dentist?
She bought me a Harley. She's a keeper, man.
You're a good man. Mm. You stay there, Andy. Adam, I have to get Dale on. Dale, single, married. What's your story?
Johnny, there you, glorious bastard.
Magnificent son of a bitch. What's your story?
I'm Dale, 43, married 9 years. I have a couple of sleeves, and have sex probably twice a week.
Ah, well done, man. What a great wife you have.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
Don't let her know.
It's almost like she likes you.
Sometimes.
All right. Dale, Andy, Adam, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a 3-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
Bum, 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 bum. For the fellas, our enema
forbid is the vibrating teaser from Piping Products.
Gentlemen, you can experience incredible sensations with this vibrating teaser. Made from lifelike TPR, this sleeve wraps snug around your penis and feels just like the real thing, only better.
Yeah, seemingly every one of these products says that.
It's like the real thing, only better.
Can you imagine if other people use that terminology?
Sarah, why is my paycheck crudely drawn on a piece of notebook paper with a crayon?
Well, it's like the real thing, only better.
No, it really isn't.
Hey, big fella, I'm really not so sure about this prison sex thing.
Ah, come on, it's like a real thing, only better.
I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, for starters, in the real thing scenario, I'm not getting pounded up the ass.
Well, it didn't say who it was going to be real for.
Fair point. You want me to wear the schoolgirl outfit this time?
Nah, I bought you a new sundress.
Oh, yay, I feel pretty dead inside.
Fellas, you just slip this thing over the end of your junk, put the vibrating egg in the other end, press a button, and enjoy 7 levels of vibration.
And it comes with a free mask.
That way you don't have to look down and see your peener looking like the gimp.
Speaking of gimpy junk, how's it hanging, T?
To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left.
It's the vibrating teaser, part of the Fetish Fantasy series from Pipe Dream Products, and it could be yours, fellas,
if the price is right.
This is quite an item. It does look like a... you know, it makes your penis look like a black Klansman. You know what I mean? If you were out in the snow and your penis got gangrene, you know, that turned your toes black.
Yes.
It's just a black rubber sleeve with a bullet in the very end. And I mean, let me see this, guys. Hold on. What have I got here?
That's the bullet. Here's the sleeves are medically sealed.
Oh.
The one part goes in and then just your tip goes in the other part.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I don't even want to try the whole. Like, guys,
I wish you would. I was just saying, I'm curious.
It's not hermetically sealed, so open. You don't even know what the word hermetically means, you idiot.
It's not sealed at
you
all.
You momo. You are. Yeah, but see, this is that rubber. This is that I want you to imagine. Okay.
Oh, if you do that wrong, that can't be good.
By the way, I've seen a movie like this. They take two fingers and on each side.
Ooh.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
He's illustrating how you'll get in there.
And then, ooh. So now it's that, and then the book. I got it.
Take your time.
I don't know that feels, like, I don't know why it would feel good, but. Yeah.
That sounds like it would, though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, what would you pay for such an item? It honestly does, like, when you see the GIMP, you know, the completely latex-covered person, mm-hmm. that's what it looks like.
That's your dong.
Yeah. Good luck with that. What would you pay for that, Adam?
$20.99.
$20.99?
Yeah.
All right. Andy.
I'm going to throw that D move in there and go with $21.
See what you did. And finally, Dale.
$22.
That son of a bitch. See what he did to you, Andy?
I'll be all right.
All right. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price,
$37.99.
Dale, you crafty bastard.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
Treasure chest.
Feels just like the real thing.
I doubt it, but.
You know what? At the very least, it's going to make your wife laugh or creep the F out.
Yeah.
But that's
we'll enjoy it.
There's only going to be 2 reactions to that, man. All right, you stay there. Andy, Adam, I want to help you both, man, because I saw what you tried to do, and you tried to play it smart. I'll tell you what I can do is I can send you to Slayer or In This Moment in Seven Dust.
In This Moment.
I got that for you, and then what did you say, Andy?
Let's do some Seven Dust, brother.
Seven Dust. And Adam, you wanted Slayer?
No, In This Moment.
All right, In This Moment, Seven Dust are coming into town May 24th at the Midland Theater. Stay right there. Good luck. That's a weird item, T.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to buy these things based on, do you think it will feel good? So I assume.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, some people might be into this. I mean,
have you done it? Have you used anything like that?
Not anything like this. No. No.
That's like a vibrating Chinese finger trap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You do have kind of a latex thing.
Oh,
yeah, don't you?
Oh no, he always has. Like he doesn't want to cop to it, but he used to go to this dominatrix thing. Like, mm-hmm. He went through this phase for about, it was probably 5 or 6 years,
mm-hmm.
that they used to go by and get their asses whipped,
mm-hmm.
and she'd wear it, which, by the way, I'm so fouled out by latex. Like, it just screams vaginal infection.
It looks hot,
no. Yeah, okay.
Isn't that shiny, light, super tight latex pants on
too.
A chick?
There's other breathable fabrics that's shiny, man. That doesn't give you a giant yeast infection because you're sitting in, you know. You know those, you were wrestled or something, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you wear the cut the weight, you wear the little rubber suit.
Yeah.
And it just fills with your human fluid.
Yeah.
Yummy. Yummy. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Those silver suits?
Yep. Didn't, the other guy, the guy who was in Bad Boys, did they like find him where he was passed out in one of those suits jogging around Hollywood?
Good story, Nick.
I'm trying to think who the hell that was.
Listen, you think about that. I gotta do this right now. Kate.
Martin Lawrence.
Thank you.
Don't help her, goddammit. She'll tell another story. You know, the one thing the guy did, you know, you're like that lady that goes, the song. You know the goddamn song. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I could have gone, not Will Smith, but Martin Lawrence.
Oh, the other black.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you might as well have. You. Guess what? Lawrence Fishburne is not Sam Jackson.
No, he is not.
All right. Kate. Hi. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
What
is? A little cold, though.
Uh-oh. What's your story?
I am 21, engaged to be married. I've been on the show a couple times, and we are still getting married, so everything's going well.
Good for you.
We have a vibrator at home, and we also have some handcuffs.
Really? Who brought the handcuffs?
Me, actually. I had them when I was in the relationship.
You had them from a previous?
When I came into the relationship.
So you brought them from a previous boyfriend?
No, he's really actually the only serious relationship I've ever been in. You know, dated around, but nothing ever was really serious. I just bought them for fun.
That always makes me feel better when a chick I'm dating is like, well, you're my first serious relationship. Those other 1,000 dudes I banged, that was just like a joke. Like, I just did it willy-nilly.
Practice.
Yeah, right. But you make me laugh. All right, Kate, you are in. By the way, 21. You don't want to just be engaged for about 10 years. Just kind of make sure you guys are going to grow in the same direction.
I think we've pretty much got that part down.
Oh, sure. Because you guys must have known each other a good 2 years.
Actually, yes.
I love you. I believe it's going to be beautiful. You stay there, my friend. All right, Kate. Hey, Miss Sarah.
Hey, Johnny Dare. I'm 37. I'm actually currently going through a divorce.
Oh, hold on. You want to take a stab at this with Kate, or you just want to keep going?
Do what?
You want to give Kate a hand with her situation, or do you want to keep going? Just tell us about yourself.
I wish.
All right.
I've had all sorts of toys in the past, dildos, vibrators, anal beads. I've had to get rid of all of them. I got rid of most of them in the divorce. The only thing I still have that I remember.
You really hate a guy when you won't even use the dildo you guys had together.
Nope.
That makes sense.
That's a lot of anger.
Well, I mean, come on. I didn't have sex for a year at the end of our relationship.
Yeah.
I was very angry.
I got you. All right, Sarah. All right, Kate.
She fixed that?
Listen, I got to get Melissa on. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your story?
I'm 25. I've been married for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have vibrators, dildos, and he has a few sleeves.
You sound dead inside. Tell me about yourself. What's wrong? What's wrong, baby?
Nothing.
You don't sound like super happy. You were like, I've been married for 5 long years.
No, it's great.
Yep. No, it sounds great. Sounds really great. All right. I'm sure it is. I know he is. Melissa, Sarah, Kate. You still down there, Kate? Or did you just run off and get married because you couldn't wait another minute?
No, had to clock in at work, actually.
All right, then. Kate, Sarah, Melissa, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without getting over, will receive the item up for bid.
Right there.
For the ladies, our item of forbid is the Wet Dreams Extreme Scorpion
Sting
from Hot Products.
Ladies, put the
Sting
into your next intimate encounter with the Extreme Scorpion.
This pleasure device features tongue and anal stimulators and anal beads.
Its high-powered motor promotes super stimulation
to both pleasure zones.
It's the Wet Dreams Extreme Scorpion.
Well, ladies, this thing's kind of interesting.
On one end, you got a tiny little vibrating egg attached to some anal beads.
And that leads to the other end where you got a stretchy ring with two more little vibrators attached to that.
But the question is, what are you going to do with the ring?
Is your fella going to use it as a C-ring?
Do you have a lady friend who's going to use it as a tongue ring?
Or are you simply going to use it as a pull start?
Excuse me?
Yeah, maybe rethink the tongue ring part.
Unless you enjoy pink eye.
It's the Wet Dreams Extreme Scorpion!
Sting!
From Hot Products, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Oh boy, this is interesting.
I can't see over there. Oh!
It's like a chain for your meat wallet.
It's just what you said. Yeah, nailed it.
It's a chain for your meat wallet. It just is. It just is.
Get, man, that thing out.
Yeah. Or it's a fishing lure without the hook.
It looks like a gummy worm.
This really looks like my dad had tackle like this, and it's smaller, but I'm not kidding. This is a bass lure.
If you were swinging that with your fishing jacket on, I would.
Listen, I could literally walk on the street and play a game called fishing lure or sex toy.
How?
So this has got the doodad here. So I'm assuming you punch that and whatever. Okay. Oh, nice. That's a.
Oh.
So,
wow. There's three of them.
Yeah, there's three of them on
there? Yeah, because here's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one.
That's just a lot.
Here.
That's just a lot going on.
There's four vibrators on this little
box. Yeah, Leah's like, seriously. There's a lot going on here, man.
Even if I took a picture, I wish I could. Wow.
Yeah, here you go. Feel that fishing lure.
Fishing all of a sudden got fun.
Yeah.
Fishing lure, is it really that small?
No,
it's like a giant one.
No.
Like I'm telling you, it's like 11, 12 inches long. It's like a wallet chain, a meat wallet chain.
Like imagine three, maybe four gummy worms.
Yeah.
All in a row.
Yes, listen,
lined up.
You're going to just have to trust me on this, ladies. It's weird. Stick it in your butt. Do whatever you got to do, but you got to bid right now. Kate, you're only 21, but it's time you get all grown up with this item. So.
I'm going to go with $19.99.
Kate, are you pregnant?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to figure this out, man. What's your... Do you bring girls home?
No.
Yeah, never going to last.
I'm a very...
uptight?
Jealous, but possessive.
Selfish?
No.
Sorry. All right, Kate, I'm sorry, what did you say?
$19.99.
By the way, get used to men asking you that. All right, Sarah, what would you bid?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, geez.
$18.
Wrong way, Goober. All right, forget it. Melissa, what would you bid?
I would say $17.99.
It's amazing. Amazing. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$17.99.
Oh, hell.
Woo!
Well, the closest without going over. So, Melissa, I would have said you went the wrong way because normally they go the closest without going over, so you go the other way. But you actually did it backwards and won.
Nailed it.
Melissa, well done. Well done.
Nice job.
Yes. Come by and pick your holes fishing lure.
This should be fun.
Oh, it's going to be.
Melissa, are you single or married?
I'm married.
That's right. Does he fish?
Yes.
You should just put this in the tackle box, walk in the room wearing his waders.
I should.
And just see how it all freaks out. Should be fun. All right. How long have you been married, Melissa?
5 years.
5 years. And how old are you, 25?
Yeah.
All right. You love it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very sweet. All right, you stay right here.
Oh, that gets so weird.
the world's weird.
I know.
The world's a weird place to be.
A welcome weird.
Listen, I know. Sarah?
Yes?
Yes. I'd love to do something for you. What do you want, a case of beer from Harry's? I could do a case of beer from Harry's Wine and Liquor, or I could give you Slayer, or In This Moment.
In This Moment.
By the way, where are you? That's so noisy.
I'm silent.
Not me. Oh, okay. Well, you hold on a second. I'll talk to Kate. Kate, what are you in the middle of your own wedding reception? What are you doing?
No, I'm at work the break room.
Oh, I see. All right.
Trying not to get sexual harassment charges.
Well, you're very wound up tight. You need to relax a little bit. By the way, you're making him marry you, aren't you?
You got to stop.
No.
Yes, you are.
He completely asked all on his own. Mm-hmm. I was actually telling my friend the day before he proposed that if he asked me tomorrow, I would say yes. And he actually really did.
Yeah. It's almost like you might have talked about it every day of your entire relationship.
Congratulations.
No.
Thank Congratulations. That's going to be great. You know what? Just be nice. Do you like him?
I do.
That's
it. Love him.
Do you like him?
I like him.
That's the most important thing. Mm. Love. We all say that, throw that love thing around. You like him. You laugh at his jokes. Maybe, you think he's fun.
Maybe if you're lucky, I'll send you an invite.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great party.
And you can rest assured I shan't be attending. I feel like I'm at a funeral when I see perfectly good young people getting married.
That's no offense to you. That's
it's like watching
everyone.
Someone smoke 5 packs a day. I'm like, you know, that's not going to work, right? Like, it's not going to be good. I know you think you like it, but it ain't good.
You're going to die someday, so why not have some fun while you're at it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I could lose my stuff in a fire. I could lose it in a divorce. It doesn't really matter. Just any old way. Yeah, there's so many ways to throw my life away. Why not try this one? I'm kidding. You're going to be great. Be good to each other, all right?
Absolutely.
Don't be selfish. Have sex with other girls in front of him.
I'll think about it.
You don't have to let him touch you. Selfish. What about anal? Too long of a pause. Oh, a couple times you've already done it?
Yeah.
That's how you get married, ain't it? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's right. God damn it. That means no girls ever wanted to marry me.
Oh, I
just realized what
that
meant. I'm like, God damn it. I just cornered my own emotional problem. No chicks ever wanted to marry me enough that they'd go ahead another chick.
You're talking crazy, Johnny. It's lack of sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Not that my moment of clarity came in the middle of my own radio show.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 4 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you.
Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.